Writing. This section measures your ability to use writing to communicate in an academic environment. There will be two writing tasks. For the first writing task, you will read a passage and listen to a lecture, and then answer a question based on what you have read and heard. For the second task, you will answer a question based on your own knowledge and experience. Integrated Writing Directions. For this task, you will read a passage about an academic topic. You will have 3 minutes to read the passage. You may take notes on the passage while you read. The passage will then be removed, and you will listen to a lecture about the same topic. While you listen, you may also take notes. Then you will write a response to a question that asks you about the relationship between the lecture you heard and the reading passage. Try to answer the question as completely as possible, using information from the reading passage and the lecture. The question does not ask you to express your personal opinion. You will be able to see the reading passage again when it is time for you to write. You may use your notes to help you answer the question. You will have 20 minutes to write your response. Typically, an effective response will be 150 to 225 words. You need to demonstrate your ability to write well and to provide complete and accurate content. Now you will see the reading passage. Remember, you can look at the passage again when you write your response. Immediately after the reading time ends, the lecture begins. On the actual test, you will be given 20 minutes to write your response. Please pause the audio and spend 20 minutes writing your response. Question 1. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
It was really surprising to scientists when they found out that Venus was so hot because the clouds around Venus reflect almost all the light from the sun back into space. The small amount of sunlight that's able to filter through the clouds doesn't seem like anywhere near enough light to make the temperature on Venus so high. Instead, because it's always so cloudy on the surface of Venus, the temperature should be rather cool. You might think that the temperature on Venus is so hot because Venus is so close to the sun, but this isn't really a good explanation for the heat on Venus. The temperature on Venus is even hotter than the temperature on Mercury, which is closer than Venus to the sun, so the proximity of Venus to the sun doesn't explain the high temperature on Venus. Scientists are still not certain why the temperature on Venus is so high, but one possible explanation is Venus's carbon dioxide atmosphere. The very dense atmosphere on Venus is almost entirely carbon dioxide. This carbon dioxide may create a barrier that traps any heat that gets through beneath it and doesn't let it escape.